Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Paul Dillon. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, Life Unscripted. I am so grateful to have you here this wonderful evening. How are you?
Very good. And thank you so much, Christina, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. We're so blessed to have you here today. You're going to be sharing something that is quite important to running a successful business, and that is leadership. We're going to talk about mission-driven leadership, how the military has inspired leadership in your life, leadership results in your life, and how your tenets that you've learned, you can share with the audience and they can take it into their business and life and also be successful. But before we go there, I'd love for you to share a little bit about your background with our audience.
Sure. I got commissioned as an Army Reserve officer when I graduated from college as an ROTC person, and got a delay to go to graduate school. And after I finished graduate school, went into active duty in May of 1969. I spent my first year down at the Army Aviation Center and School at Fort Rucker, Alabama, where I taught a course on methods of instruction, essentially teaching instructor pilots how to teach pilots how to fly. And then the second year, and the obligation back then for reserve officers was 2 years of active duty and 6 years in the reserves. So the second year, I knew where newly minted first lieutenants were going. It was 12 months as a second lieutenant, and then if everything worked out, you got promoted to first lieutenant. So I knew where first lieutenants were going. Because the Vietnam War was raging, you know, and it wasn't going to be Germany. So I went through the air traffic control school down in Fort Rucker, got certified as an air traffic controller, same certification FAA air traffic controllers get, and wound up in Vietnam managing and running all the Army air traffic control throughout the country. And managed to pick up, unfortunately, two Bronze Star medals while I was there, that I got from riding around in helicopters. That's how you got from place to place. So left the active duty in April of 1971 and spent 6 years in the individual ready reserves. So that was my military career, and it was a baptism of fire and for the year in Vietnam, I can tell you.
Yeah, I bet. And that the fact that you taught instructors and then went on to work in air traffic control. Air traffic control is not an easy job just ordinarily, but then being, you know, controlling the aircraft in a zone of war has got to be totally chaos. It's not the same thing as civilian air flight.
It's not the same thing. And you're operating in a different country. Mm-hmm. So you had to have their permission about whatever you did. And the people I taught at Fort Rucker were not air traffic controllers. They were going on to be instructor pilots. This was to give them a methods of instruction, how to teach pilots how to fly, mainly helicopters.
Yeah.
So, now, very interesting work.
Yeah, it does. And see, my husband's actually a certified flight instructor. He's a pilot, commercial pilot. He does it for fun. He doesn't fly for any of the big majors. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into learning to fly, but also there's a lot of skills you learn as far as leadership. What did you take away from all of your experiences, both training pilots to teach and then also you being a certified air traffic controller? What are some of the biggest takeaways you learned leadership-wise?
I think there are some unique traits in the military that really do translate into a leadership skills for a business career or any other organization. It can be a nonprofit organization. Any organization can learn from the leadership traits that you do learn as a either a commissioned officer or a senior non-commissioned officer in any of the branches in the armed forces of the United States, because they're all teaching the same type of leadership skills. Mm-hmm. And one of them, I think, and the primary one is really dedicated and committed to accomplishing the mission of the organization. Mm-hmm. Your whole focus needs to be on accomplishing the mission. But there's a broader context in accomplishing the mission while you're taking care of the people under your command. Mm-hmm. So you have to do both. And I can explain the latter part as we go forth here. But I think an intense focus on accomplishing the mission is a critical skill that any business or organization can use. Mm-hmm. You know, focus, figure out what your mission is, focus on doing it, mm-hmm. and don't be distracted by other ancillary things that might come along. I think one of the ways to do that is not only to formulate a strategy, mm-hmm. but in the armed forces, you're charged with executing it.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, the vision thing. The vision thing is very important. But people come along and say, well, you should do this and that and that. Well, but they're not charged with doing it. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think that the military, the armed forces of the United States, forces you, charges you to not only come up with the concept of the vision, mm-hmm. but also doing it. And that's a big difference in many organizations, I think.
Can I get clarity? I just want to check with you. So if you're leading a group of men or women and you're tasked with a mission and you have a vision, you have to outlay it for your people. Am I understanding correctly that you also have to be the one to put forth the means in which they can execute it? So that falls on you as the leader.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So while you're constructing what your strategy is, you better have the tools there to equip your people to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. That's a skill that the military teaches you that any business organization can certainly use. And while you're doing that, I think you know, you might be faced with a very complicated situation. Mm-hmm. The military service forces you to think about that. You know, you've got to understand, no matter how complex the situation is, for your mission or your organization, you've got to understand it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just as important, you've got to articulate that to the people who are actually accomplishing it in a very simple way so that they can understand it. And I think that's a skill that the military gives you. Another skill that the military service leadership and the military service gives you that any organization can use, not only understanding a very complex situation, but interpreting it to the troops mm-hmm. in a way that they can understand it and go forth and accomplish it. I think it's a very important skill.
Yeah, it's definitely very important. What I'm getting, I've worked with a number of businesses as a consultant. And one thing I often see missing when I both talk to the upper management and then the associates, the people beneath them, is this disconnectedness is the leadership or the top will not understand what the people below need or want or desire, what tools are needed for them to do their job. And often you'll hear a discongruency that the staff will feel like they're not given proper instruction or tools to go forth. How can a business owner listening in begin to hone on these skills and understand, does my team really have the necessary tools? How can I better connect with them to see what's needed and maybe my vision needs to be greater clarity? How do they begin to go about that?
You talk with the people. Mm-hmm. You absolutely, and you know what the resources you have, mm-hmm. and you've got to ensure that they're the proper resources. There are enough there and they're the right resources. Yeah. So you have to have a very personal relationship with the people who are charged with accomplishing it. Accomplishing the mission. And that brings up another very important point that I want to mention, that in the military service, you're working with everybody. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that diversity, big word now today in business, diversity leads to victory. You've got to take everybody from might be a college graduate to somebody who's just out of high school. Mm-hmm. And you've got to weld them, all their disparate interests and all their disparate backgrounds, into a fighting force. Mm-hmm. So you have to take all these people from all different backgrounds and weld them together in a way that they will understand the mission and go ahead and accomplish it for you. So the military is a great leadership as a commissioned officer, senior non-commissioned officer, is some of the best diversity leadership training you can have.
Yeah.
And any business today can benefit from that.
Yeah, I love that you say that, because I think people confuse diversity with, different orientations of sexuality or skin tone, but diversity of thought is often not looked at. And you know, someone coming out from high school, fresh into the job market, is going to have a very unique understanding of the world, as opposed to maybe a Gen Xer or baby boomer, but none less important. It could totally add to the value of your department and your company and your mission to listen to all sides and get all angles.
That's right. And and we can go further in this, in that leadership in the military, any of the armed forces, forces you to be not only knowledgeable, but an insatiable learner. Mm. You have to learn from everything you've done, particularly your mistakes. And it's very common in the armed forces to have an after-action report. What did we do that was right? What did we do that was wrong? What can be improved? And I've actually used this many times in my consulting career, where when we would do a report, I would sit down with the staff. Many times I would have the staff sign the report with me to the client. And around the table, then we would discuss, okay, what did we learn from this? And so each assignment was a learning assignment. I think people don't do that enough. They don't contemplate. They don't go back and contemplate enough about what they've learned from what they've done, or should have done when they didn't do it.
Yeah.
And so leadership in the military really teaches you to be, and it's a not only knowledgeable, but an insatiable learner.
I love that. And I think that benefits anyone, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a business owner or not. And I like the fact that if you are having issues, if anyone in your organization, you sit down, I often find that staff will tell me, oh, well, they're just pointing out my mistakes. But how about we don't look at it as mistakes, but things that you can improve upon?
That's right.
No one's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
The leader.
Yeah, right. And you know, and you know, if you learn from one assignment and apply those the things that you've learned to you know, additional work going forward. So go back and examine what you've done, take the time to do that, and then learn from it. I think there's another very interesting point that the military service teaches you that any business can learn from, or any organization can learn from, and that's to embrace change and transformation. People think that the military is all about following orders. Yeah, that's important. You've got to follow orders, lawful orders. You follow them. But I got to tell you something, Lieutenant Dillon. If your battle plan isn't working, you better figure out something that does right now.
Yeah.
This isn't a matter of corporate profits. Mm-hmm. Lives are at stake. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be able to pivot on a moment's notice from plans that aren't working to plans that do. And I think that's a very important skill, particularly today in business or in any organization, that that the military teaches that you can really use. I mean, you know, don't get wedded to what isn't working.
Yeah.
You know, be able to embrace the change that's necessary and the transformation that is necessary.
That's a great point, Paul, because especially with, if COVID's taught us anything the past couple of years, business has been changed upside down. And to stay on the same course when things change around you, you could be left behind and out of business in no time. As well as now we see with AI, things are starting to change. Oh. People are like, what's going to happen with jobs?
Yeah.
But this could be an opportunity for business as well. If you look for,
right,
this is scary, but where's the opportunity in this?
Right. And there's one final big point that I want to bring up. Duty before self. And taking care of your people. Servant leadership has become a buzzword in business now. You know, if you take care of your employees and your customers or clients, profit will come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, amazing business, you know, just embracing this.
Mm-hmm.
My God, the Army's been teaching servant leadership for over 230 or 40 years. If you don't take, Cynthia, if you don't take care of your troops, they're not going to follow you. They're not. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's going to sacrifice themselves for your Silver Star or your Legion of Merit. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So you've got to, going back to actually the first point I made, you've got to not only accomplish the mission, but take care of your people while you're doing it.
Yeah.
And servant leadership, duty before self, putting yourself last.
Yeah.
You're the last one through the chow line. You're the last one to change into a dry pair of socks. You're the last one. You walk the perimeter of that camp to make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah.
That's that type of leadership skill any business or organization can use.
Yeah.
So I think what I've tried to point out here is that people who have served as, particularly in the military in general, you'd be a squad leader even, you know, but particularly for commissioned officers or senior non-commissioned officers, at any level, people focus on the generals and admirals, but even the lieutenants and senior sergeants have gained these leadership skills that any business organization can use.
Yeah.
So go ahead and use them.
If
you want to make a good bet, hire a vet.
Ah, I love that. You know what, Paul, this brings to mind for me one of the best bosses I've ever had. I've mentioned him on the show before, but one thing that happened, I was working for his company when 9/11 happened, and actually we turned on the TV shortly after it happened. We weren't too far from the towers. I lived in New York. But we were all stunned looking at the TV, seeing what was happening. And he went to every single person on the floor and said, "How are you? Are you okay? How are you going to get home? Do you need anything? How are you feeling right now?" And he did that. He stayed actually the entire weekend for people because trains shut down. It was crazy. You know, it was chaotic. But he made sure everyone got home before he went home. And he's exemplifying exactly what you're talking about, and something often missing from many businesses, but anyone can aspire and learn to be a person of servitude and giving.
Right. And you remembered that.
Yeah. I'll never forget it.
Which tells you how important that was.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know what, Paul? I thank you so much for the blessing, for serving our country, and for coming today to share this great wisdom with our audience. I'm hoping it will incite them to do as you mentioned, which is to always go deeper and keep learning, be curious, and see how you can better yourself as a person and a business owner. And thank you again for coming to Savvy Broadcasting. But before we go, let everyone know where they can find out more about you. And
you can go to my website, which is Dillon Consult, DillonConsult.com. You can email me at paul@dillonconsult.com, or go to my LinkedIn profile.
I will note that all in your show page as well, and the lower third if you're watching the video, everyone. And thank you again, Paul Dillon, for coming to share your great wisdom today on Savvy Broadcasting.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you.
Like, subscribe, and share this episode. To listen to more Savvy episodes and Savvy Biz Tips, go to www.lifeunscriptedradio.com. To find out about our paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.